The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. It's time we're looking ahead to the action that's coming up on Saturday, the 21st of July. There's really something for everyone coming up live on Racing Radio, a busy day of action, good flat racing at the likes of Newbury and Newmarket elsewhere as well, and also a really good jumps card at Market Raisin, probably the best summer jumping card that there is. And we look forward to hearing that all live on Racing Radio throughout the afternoon. Join the guys in the studio online or on the app here on the podcast. My name's John Gibby, joined by Gary Capewell. Hello, Gary.
Hello, John. You all right?
Yeah, not bad. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Very good. Looking forward to Saturday. Busy day. Plenty of racing to look forward to.
Yeah, and you picked out a couple of the selections for us as usual. And I believe we're going to Market Raisin for the first of those two.
Yeah, we'll begin with the Summer Plate. I think it's the second most valuable jumps race in the UK during the summer period, but this is an interesting race. Quite a few yards tend to target this race. Indeed, quite a few of the yards represented this year have had the winner before. Dr. Richard Newland, Paul Nichols, Dan Skelton, Nigel Twiston Davison in the very early days. Peter Bowen used to mop up this race, so they've all got runners in the race again. Alcala obviously won this corresponding race last year. He's got a good bit more weight to carry this time around now, but I'm sure he'll have been targeted specifically with this race in mind. Got a lump term at top weight though, which won't be particularly easy. The Skelton runner right down at the bottom, Too Many Diamonds. This was the horse that he claimed from Claire Ellum and has gone from strength to strength since joining this yard. He's won his last three over fences. He's off a mark of 122 now, and he was very much idling in the closing stages out there. There could be more to come from him. I think Seafood is very well treated. He was actually withdrawn of the, was a non-runner on the day of the trial for this race a few Saturdays ago, the Royal Ascot week. So, but I'm going to go for Calic Mad for Nigel Twiston Davis. Now, this horse won a listed novice chase at Perth in the spring when last seen 87 days ago. He's off a mark of 143 here. Primarily, he ran quite a few times over hurdles last year as well, but he's got plenty of experience over fences as well. He was second at the Ayr Scottish National meeting a couple of years ago and obviously was well beaten in the novice chase at Aintree before that, but he won plenty of times over fences, so for a mark of 143, and I think he could have been let in well treated here. He has had one or two issues with his jumping, but if he jumps okay, I'll take a chance on Calic Mad to win the Summer Plate.
Yeah, horse placed in the Towton at Weatherby, I believe, a couple of seasons ago. For him to be running in a race like this off this mark, I know he's not a horse that wins all that often, but he does look to be in a good position to run a big race.
Yeah, as I say, a mark of 143 might well have let him in a little bit lightly. I know he was disappointing at the Cheltenham Festival, but again, that was in the Albert Bartlett race, wasn't it? But yeah, as I say, I think he's been targeted at this race for some time. So I'll take a chance on him. Obviously, it's a wide-open renewal, as you'd expect.
The Summer Plate at 3:15 at Market Raisin on Saturday. And for your other selection, Gary, are we going to the flat?
We are indeed. We're going to have a look at the Super Sprint at Newbury. Always a hugely competitive race. I saw Kinks win at Bath earlier on in the season. He won at Ripon after that, and he wasn't beaten too far in the Norfolk Stakes as well. Richard Foley's got a good record in this race. He runs quite a few. He's got some Red Balloons in there. In fact, I'm not sure exactly how many he's got. He's got a couple others down at the bottom, Essenza and Good Time Girl as well. So he's got more than one, which you'd usually expect. I think Red Balloons is the most interesting of his. Was down the field in the Queen Mary, but did win at Nottingham last time out. We've mentioned Kinks. Should also mention Tin Hat, who won at Brighton. Wasn't beaten too far in the Windsor Castle as well, so I think I'd give him a bit of a squeak too. But I'm going to go for horse number 15, It's the Only Way, one of the more experienced runners in the lineup. Won his first two starts, he stepped up in trip after that, and ran over six furlongs at Salisbury last time out, finishing at second. Comes back down in trip, which I think is the key thing for this horse. I think the step back down to five furlongs is definitely going to suit him. Again, it's a yard that have won the race before, obviously Tiggy Wiggy, and in days gone by, Monsieur Chevalier won the race for Richard Hannon Sr. So, you know, it's a race that they do tend to target with their two-year-olds. So It's the Only Way would be the pick in the Super Sprint.
It's the Only Way then for Gary in that Super Sprint off at 3:35. And over in Ireland, we've also got a classic action to come on Saturday with the Irish Oaks, which is off at 5:30. An interesting renewal. And one, Gary, where you can make a case for quite a few of them.
Yeah, very much so. Obviously, Aidan O'Brien's got three of the field. Seemingly, Magic Wand is the most fancied of those. She obviously won the Ribblesdale at Royal Ascot. She clearly takes her racing very well, because obviously she won the Cheshire Oaks prior to that, was fourth in the Oaks itself. But to be perfectly honest, I think I'd prefer Forever Together of the O'Brien trio. Obviously won the Oaks. There was any sort of fluke really behind that, and then was second behind Urban Fox last time out in the Pretty Polly Stakes. Again, another one that's backing up sort of fairly quickly. But you know, I think of the O'Brien runners, I prefer Forever Together. But the selection will be C of class for me. Trained by William Haggis, obviously missed the Oaks. Only had the three career starts this particular filly. We won the last two of those, won a listed race at two listed races at Newbury, winning the last of those quite comfortably, I thought. I think the step up in trip is bound to suit on pedigree, and yeah, it's just coming to a little bit fresher than those other two as well. So C of class would be my pick. Don't think it's a particularly strong renewal though of the Irish Oaks, but my selection, for what it's worth, would be C of class.
See if class, the British Raider then in the Irish Oaks, the 5:30, and though it is a busy day here in Britain, I'm sure the guys on Racing Radio will manage to fit the commentary in for that one as well. Join us on Racing Radio for all the day's action on Saturday and across the weekend, and join us tomorrow on the Daily Racing Podcast. Gary, thanks for being with us today.
Pleasure.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.